We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Testament Beis, and we are beginning the second line from the top. So we had the Rebbe and Rabbi Eliezer also Taich V'nesata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Miz Momoin, because since Reuven is trying to kill Shimon and kill the Isha, he did not chayiv for Misa, so he chayiv Momoin. And according to the Rabbanon, it means you chayiv Misa if you kill the Isha. So he was going to bring down a Tony Bechizkiah that's neither like Rebbe or the Rabbanon. Omar Rava, hi the Tony Bechizkiah, mafkum with the Rebbe, mafkum Rabbanon. The following Tony Bechizkiah is not like the Rebbe, not like Rebbe or the Rabbanon. It's not like Rabbi Yezah and Rebbe or the Rabbanon. The Tony Bechizkiah, because we have, it's not, I keep saying Rabbi Yezah, it's Rabbi Shimon. It's not like Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe, and not like Rabbanon. Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe both say Yipater for the Misa, and Rabbanon say Yichayiv for Misa, but Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe at least hold Yichayiv for money. So why? What's the Tanya Bechizkiya? The Tanya Bechizkiya says in the pasuk, "Maka Adam or Maka Behema." The diak. It says in the pasuk. This is in Sefer Vayikra, not in Parashat Shabbatim. It's Makish Maka Adam to Maka Behema. We know if someone hits a Behema, he's chayiv money. When someone's Maka Adam, he's not chayiv money because he killed a person. So he's not chayiv money. But we make a hekash Maka Adam Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema, you're always chayiv money. It makes a difference if you are a shaygig or a mazid. It's a mistake or some purpose. It makes a difference if you're trying to do it or you're not trying to do it. If it was on the way up, on the way down, you fell off the ladder. Either way, you chayiv money. All these cases, it's not enough to potter money, you chayiv money. The same thing by Adam, which is always potter from tashlumim. It's also in every case. Af mak Adam le'sach like boy ben shaygig le'mazid. Either way, you potter. Either way, you potter moment. Now, my shame is gavin. What's the case in a misgavin? You're not misgavin all hand or shaggy. Elopchitish, aim is gavin was el is that. Aim is gavin means I wasn't trying for Reuven and I killed Reuven anyway. I was trying for Shimon and I killed Reuven, all opposite. Viktani, lechayv moment, elopchitish moment. It's a potter moment. Ve'ibar katolahu, and if you be chayiv misa, if you held like the rabbanon, you chayiv misa the case. My itzrak lemiftere mama, you don't have to give me a whole drasha talmi pot mama. It's pashut. El lav shmamino, lav bar katolahu, v'lav bar moinu. Rabbi Chizkiah learns from here that even in the case where you're not chayiv misa, but if someone dies, you pot the mama. There's a famous tone of Rabbi Chizkiah that holds that there's always comely rabbanay, even if you're not chayiv misa. This is it. Even in the case where you're not chayiv misa, like a case where you're not miskaven, where you're not chayiv misa, because chayiv misa will be pashut, so you're not chayiv misa, still, you're going to be part of a moment, because a hekesh the behemah. So according to the Bei Chizkiah, if they kill that Isha in that case, Reuven tried to kill Shimon, and he, by mistake, killed the Isha anyway. He killed the Isha, not Shimon. The halacha is, he won't pay money, because it's the type of thing that's chayiv misa. Be'etzem, if he would be trying for the Isha, therefore, make a hekesh to behema. They are potter for mammon. They are potter for misa also. So here, it's not like Rebbe or the Rabbanon. That's what comes out. Lefi bechizkiah. I can ask me, lefi bechizkiah, the shtickle pella. So what does it do with the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Mem osan yiyem nesata nefesh tachas nefesh." What do you do with the pasuk then? According to Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon, it meant mammon. According to Rabbanon, it meant misa. According to bechizkiah, what does it mean? It means nothing. So Taisus on Amud Aleph asks his kasha. He says, "I'm talking about Taisus in the wide lines." He says, "Kivin to Mechizkiy Mafkum the Rebbe Rabbanon." There's my Mukula Loy Mavloy Misa. So he answers like this. He makes a real doif in the pasuk. Vachkama Emiya Also in Kolayma Din Also Shuskavon Leisha Atzma Menasat Nefesh Taachas Devas Mamish. So he says, he entitles it this. Then Also Niya means if you tried for the Isha, you'll pay money. You'll pay Misa. Pay Misa. Pay Misa. If you tried for the Isha, you'll pay Misa. And give Misa. That's what it means. What's the Chiddush? Who knows? But that's what comes out. The fee, the Rebbe Chizkiah types the pasuk. Ad kan, this Gemara, we start the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Reitzeach, who is Chayiv Sayif, Shesar Bachirim. I mixed up with other people. Who are these other people? We have to see in the Gemara. Kulam Paturim, they're all potter. Everyone's potter. You can't kill them because some of them not chayiv, maybe. Rav Yehuda Eimer, koyntzin oison lekipa. You put them all into a room, you put them in solitary confinement, and you don't feed them too much food. We'll see in the Gemara in Tublat exactly what you do, how you do kippa. And you basically kill him like with a grama. That's the halacha. That's what he says, Rav Yehuda. Mr. goes further. If you have different chayiv mises got mixed up, you don't know who's chayiv skila, who's sreifa, who's chenek, who's sayif, you give him the most cool digger thing. So first of all, had niskalim ben nisrafim. If niskalim got mixed up in nisrafim, which means it was roiv nisrafim, and there was one person who was chayiv skila. So Rav Shimon says skila is the kala, is the more lenient one. So Rav Shimon Aimer nedoinim is skila. They all get skila shasreifa chamura. You give him the more lenient one. Here the chiddush is even though there's a roiv of sreifa, you don't go by sreifa. You give him the kala. Why don't you go by sreifa? I go all over shas go by sreifa. So Tosis asks his kasha and have payim a base, and he says one of his truths are. Because kol kavur kemechsa mechzadami, and therefore it's a suffix. And it's a suffix. You give him the kula deka one, which according to Rav Shimon is skila. So when it's calling him mixed up in shrafim, you get skila. The chamer even don't know him shrafim, you get shrafim. Why? Shas skila chamura. Shrafim is the more kula deka one. I'm learning Rav Shimon. Ilu loy haisa shrafim chamura. If shrafim wouldn't be the more chamer one, loy nitna lebas koyin. You wouldn't give it to bas koyin shazinsa. It must be that the bas koyin. A bas koyin zinza was a terrible thing. Give him a shreifa. It must be a shreifa as mochamer. Amruloi, so Rabbanan said back, what are you talking about? Skila must be mochamer. Why? Because ilo has skila chamur, le nitna la megadev evichav. Mvarach Hashem and Abba Yezara, la Abba Yezchav, and get skila. That must be the mochamer they go on. So they argue that's the machalikas of Shimon and the Rabbanan. What about hanarogim and achnakim? Then hanarogim makes them achnakim. So again, you get the Mokul Digger one. So if Shimon holds, you get Saif. That's the Mokul Digger one. Saif is Mokul Digger Chenek under Shimon. Shimon remembers Saif. Chamayim remember Chenek. Chamayim will say, no, it's Chenek is Mokul Digger, and therefore you get Chenek. So that is our Mishnah, the second half of our Mishnah. You go on to the Kala, the more lenient one. Now, the first two lines of the Mishnah, a few lines of the Mishnah, is going to be a discussion of our first Gemara. It says in the Mishnah that Reitzeach, that's Chayiv Misa, got mixed up with other people, Kulam Paturim. But Yudah says you put them into a kippah. What exactly are we talking about? Who did he get mixed up with? Man acherim. Ilei ma'acherim ksherim. Did he get mixed up with acherim ksherim? Then it's pshita the potter. Like why would 20 people who are innocent get killed because one person got mixed up with them? And not only that, v'su b'hal lemer huda kainzim es akippah, where huda say there that you kill them all, put them into a kippah? How can you say such a thing? There's 20 innocent people here. It's a pella. So that can't be the case. Acherim can't be completely innocent people. Am Rav Avohu, Am Shmuel, the pshat number one, is Hacha v'Ritzeach, so Nigmar Dina, he says, Arav Reitzchem Acherim, so Nigmar Dina, Askinim. We're talking about here, that there was, Reiv of these Reitzchem were Reitzchem that were Nigmar Dina, the Chayiv Misa. And one Ritzeach, that already went through the whole process of the Edim, but they didn't finish the Din, Mamash give the Psaq Din, and he got mixed up with the other ones. Now I don't know what to do. So Rabban and Savri, the halacha is, in order to do a gemara din, you have to be makir the person, and you have to know what it is, and therefore because you can't, one of them is potter, and therefore you can't give everyone misa because one of them is potter. Like the acharim speak out, so why don't you just take every guy again, and without knowing who it is, just give him the psak din because you know you're ready for the psak din. So go every person come in front of you. You're chayav misa. You can't. So you still can't do that because you have to know who you're talking to. You have to know this person and his edus and his din. You have to know in order to make the gemara din. Therefore, kulam turim. Rabbi Yehuda, miftirin lagamri nami loy. You can't be making potter. Given the roitzchim, you know the all roitzchim. You have to kill them. You can't give them misa mamish. Hilka koyntsnais lekipa. You put them into a kippah. Because like Rashi says, the all roitzchim because they mekabel edus. Therefore, all really chayiv misa, you can't give a misa, it's a technical problem, there's no gemara din, so therefore you put them into a kippah. The I think it's Taras Chaim speaks out that this din would not apply to, let's say, a mazana, that you have 19 people who are gemara din for mazana, and one person wasn't gemara din, and got mixed up, you wouldn't kill them all. You wouldn't even put them into a kippah, according to our view. It's only by Reitzeach, which we find on the Pe'ala from a base, that there's a halacha there, that in a case where someone killed, but the edim didn't work out, you put them into a kippah. It's a lacham eshem asinai din. So there's a special din by Ritzeach. We want to get rid of them, and therefore put them into a kippah. So that is the pshat of Rabbi Avohu Amar Shmuel, who says that this is the pshat, and this is like the there's a siman here, and the siman really is supposed to be bashkar. So the siman is Rabbi Avohu and Shem Shmuel, the first part of the siman, the beis and the shin, and that's the first pshat in the Mishnah. Second pshat in the Mishnah is Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish Amar, but Adam, he argues, there's no such thing. If there's no Gemara Din, you don't kill everyone. You don't put everyone into a kippah. No such thing. That you're potter. Why you're potter, Rashi says, because we know that there's a tzilu eida when it comes to Mises Bezdin, we try to do anything we can. So by our Adam, that we know tzad, the fear of Yehuda, put him into a keeper. Avahacha, we're talking about here, the ratio of the Mishnah, this word tzeach is not a person, it's a shar. Avahacha, but shar, shlunig ma'adina, shesar, b'shvar, ma'acherim, shlunig ma'adina, kamifagi. To argue with a shar, that was loinig ma'adina, got mixed up with other shvarim that were nigma din. Rabbanan savri, kemisa ba'am, kach misa shar, just like the misa ba'alim, in such a case, would not get misa, because of a tzilo eid, kach misa shar, ve'ingrim, ma'adina, shal shar, alafanov. I really speak out this way. That since there's no Gemara in front of, therefore Kulam Paturim. And that's why they're all part of. That's the reason. Because the Ingram was doing himself fun of. He doesn't hold of putting him into a keeper. You saw the coin says a keeper, put him into a keeper. I bet Silo Eda. By animals, no thing is Silo Eda. Like Rashi says, Daflam of Vavam Beis, different mask, Loi Sata. There's no Silo Eda when it comes to behemoths. So it comes after your slaka, it's a whole new psha. Talking about behemoths.
What do you mean
Silo Eda? Silo Eda means, why did Rav Shlaka say, that by Adam Kulam Alei Pligi Deptiri. The man before said that you give them all, put them in the keeper. Why are Shlokas arguing that? So he spoke out. Rashi says that when it comes to Mises Bezdin, we try to find any schus possible. So here we have a schus. The guy wasn't thinking about then. Maybe we would have found a schus for him. Therefore, all get pater. But we're saying that's only by Adam. By Behema, yeah. I can Misa Baam Kach Misa Shar. Teretz is that the Tzilu Eida, we don't learn from Bailam. We learn from Bailam, has to have 23, those are lachas. The Rashi speaks this out before, it's only not Tzala by Behema.
Why are we killing 20 innocent Sharim?
Because there's mixed up, so they're all mixed up. So the 9 innocent Sharim, 19 are Gemar Din. Yeah. Look what it says. Bishar Shlo Yigmar Din, Hashar Vashvar Machem Shal Nigmar Din, Kamefagi. Lo Nigmar Din. No one's innocent. There's one who didn't have a Gemar Din. So by a person, that's enough of the Tzilu Eida. Here not. That's pshat number two. So we have two pshatim already in our Mishnah. Rava doesn't have a problem with this pshat, either pshat. Rava doesn't like either pshat, because he has a kasha. Omar Rava. Yachi, I don't tell you Allah, there's a memra on this. Top of payam and aleph. Yachi, I don't tell you Allah. Omar Rav Yasi said, Afilu Abba Chalafta b'neim. Even if my father, Abba Chalafta, is between them, still be the same halacha. Now, it doesn't, fear of shlokas, shtam doesn't work. Shlokas don't work, behemoth. So Abba Chalafta, no shaykhs to that. And the fear of first pshat, we talk about 19 convicted murderers and one non-convicted murderer, but through Adis. So, of course, even Abba Chalafta b'neim, Abba Chalafta has no yichus if he's a Gemara Din, if he's a murderer. So, like, well, what does he mean? What's the chiddush? So Rav is a hold of him shat. Elam Rav Hoch Kamar. The story was like this. Shnayim shoyo imdim. Two people were standing there. And Adam watching this. And a chetz comes out of both of them. We're not sure which one shot the arrow. Vaharak and it killed. Shnei emptur. Both are potter. That's the, we'll explain exactly what's going on here in a second. But both are potter. Va'amar, that's the Tanakhama saying. Va'amar Rabbi Yehesi, afilu Abba Chalafta b'neim. And even Abba Chalafta between them. So that, in the process of elimination, I would know now that Reuven killed, not Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta is a tzadik gomer. If it came between, it came on both of them, I know it's Reuven. Still, you won't give him Misa. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Ritzev, Shah, Rechem, Kulam, Baturim, even if it's Abba Chalafta. Comes Rabbi Yehuda, and it talks about something else. Because we have to stick in a Chesuri Mechser. Veshar, Shenig, Mardina, this is talking to the Mishnah. Veshar, Shenig, Vinishar, Veshar, Rechem, that Maalio, the mixed up with other Shvarim. The halacha is soiklin oisai. You give them skila. So in such a case, where even the other ones are not, here's the case, the innocent shvarim, like you call them. Innocent shvarim. The chiddush is, you're going to give them all skila. One was nigmar dinai, and one was, the other ones were 19 innocent shvarim. You give them all skila. What's the reason to be in the Rabbanon? This is chesuri mefsara, but this comes in the Mishnah. What's found in the Rabbanon? Because lemaisa, they are all 20 asa bahana anyway. The halacha is the behemoth chayv skila is also bahana. Now one behemoth gets mixed up with 19 non-regular good innocent behemoths. They're all also bahana because the halacha is there's no bittel. We know a bachai is not bottle, so they're all also anyway. If they're all also anyway, so give ready. So now you, anyway also bahana. So you anyway got to burn them up. So you might as well be kind of the mitzvah skila with them, and therefore give skila. Rabbi Yudaima coin tonight's lakipa. He says you don't give skila because it's a tircha bezin do that. You just put them all in a deer and they die by rav. They die from hunger. So now this is our third and final pshat of that Simon Bashkar. This is the Reish, the Rava. Rava says pshat of it like this: the Reisha and Rabbi Yehuda talking about two different things. Ritzech Shabbachar means there's two people. One of them is a Ritzech. Still don't kill them, even if one's Abachalafta. Then Rabbanan speak out, but a Shar that's Chayav Skila got mixed up with 19 innocent Shvarim. You give them all Skila. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He put them into a keeper. Why should Mashiach Bezdin to give them Skila? And the Gemara brings a Brisa that's a Raya to this halacha. Va'atanya, went to the Brisa, Parosh Misa, a Parah that killed, Va'achkach Yoda. And afterwards it gave birth. So it depends. Im Achle Nigmar Dino, Yoda, if before Gmar Din had gave birth, Vloda Mutta, the Vlad is not Asa Bahano. Im Mishan Nigmar Dino, Yoda, Vloda Asa. If after Gmar Din it gave birth, the Vlad is Asa Bahano. And we'll see exactly this halacha in the next Gemara, which will be the next year. We'll talk about this thing. But that's not the game for us right now, but we'll come back to this line. But so far it's very simple. A para that gives birth before Gemara Din is Mutabana, the Vlad. After Gemara Din, it's also Bana. But now, this part of the Brice is a right to what we just said. Nis'ari ba'acherim, if the Shar ha, that's Chayiv Misa, the Shar, it's Chayiv Misa, or the para, it's Chayiv Misa, got mixed up with other innocent paras. And then one of those innocent ones, one of those 20, could have been innocent one, got mixed up with other ones. They're all awesome. You put them into a keeper. This is awesome, I know. You put them into a keeper and put them into a keeper and let them die in hunger. You bring them to Bezdin and you give them skila because you want them to kind of it's a skila. Anyway, also, I know. So we see from here, this machlokes of Eliezer and Rav Shimon and this Tanakam is mamash machlokes who did our bottom. We have a first braisa that says this machlokes. What's the halacha when one Shard that's Chayiv Misa gets mixed up with innocent Shvarim, coin to Rabbana and give it all Skila, because the Asbana anyway, because of there's no Bittel, so you give him Skila to Kaim the Din, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're a Kainzanus Lakipa. And the ratio of our mission told me a case of Abba Chalafto, like we spoke out, it means two people, one of them is a Tzaddik, still Kulam Peturim.